This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Pentagon unveiled its blueprint for the U.S. military over the next 5 years. The Army and Marine Corps will be smaller. The Navy will have fewer ships. The Air Force will have fewer squadrons. But the mission remains ambitious. Here's Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta this afternoon at the Pentagon.
The one thing that frankly distinguishes this from past drawdowns is that usually we've come to the end of a particular threat that we confronted, and we could move on. The reality is that as we draw down from Iraq and Afghanistan, we still face a number of very important threats in the world.
Secretary Panetta argues that a smaller military can still handle those threats. Joining us now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Robert.
We mentioned some of the big areas for cuts. What are some other highlights of this defense budget?
Well, the big cuts here are going to come in the Army and the Marine Corps. The Army will be cut by 80,000 troops over 5 years, the Marines by about 20,000. And all of this is coming about because the Pentagon has to cut $500 billion over the next 10 years. And part of this is there's a new strategic focus on the Pacific as well. A big reason is to counter China's growing influence. Pentagon officials say with China's growing military might, China could create tensions in the region. So they want to keep an eye on China.
Well, does that new focus on the Pacific show up in what the Pentagon's planning to spend?
You know, it does a little bit. First of all, the Navy will maintain its 11 aircraft carriers, and also the Air Force will be developing a new long-range bomber. Which, of course, both would make sense in the Pacific, where you have to cover long distances. Also, better radars, better cruise missiles as well. And to fund some of this, the Air Force will cut its fighter squadrons. So if you're keeping carriers and long-range bombers, you clearly don't need too many fighter jets. And also, submarines will be upgraded as well. And again, all this reflects a new focus on the Pacific as the Iraq war ends and the war in Afghanistan is winding down.
So we heard Secretary Panetta saying that the U.S. Still feels it can meet these challenges. What exactly is the military losing the ability to do?
Well, what they're losing is what they don't plan on doing anymore, long-term stability operations like Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's why they're cutting the Army and the Marines so much. And it's interesting, they're also cutting the fleet of cargo planes like C-5 aircraft. And if you don't have that many troops, you're not fighting in a big ground war, you don't have to move supplies and troops over to those wars.
Tom, if you cut the military, you can expect criticism. There's already been a response from Republican Senator John McCain is criticizing this plan. What's his argument against it?
Well, he's upset about the size and scope of these cuts, and he said it would repeat mistakes of history by leaving the forces too small to, you know, counter any sort of events in the world. And you've heard that over the years, after World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the military was cut too much, then you had to increase it again. And you also hear the question about, for decades, the U.S. has been able to fight two wars simultaneously. Mm-hmm. On this, the strategy is a bit fuzzy. It calls for winning one war, and the second war, it talks about denying the adversary its objectives. So they're trying to have it both ways. They say we can do more than one at the same time, but clearly the ground force cuts will have an impact on some of that.
Kind of fighting one and a half wars. Again, a reminder, this is all going to be part of the Pentagon's budget proposal, which means it obviously would have to go through Congress still.
Right, and there'll be a lot of debate on that in Congress, clearly.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Robert.
It's NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman.